Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
What would you do if the ocean vanished, only to come rushing back towards you as a 30-foot wall of water? In this season of Against the Odds, relive four extraordinary stories of survival during the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, the deadliest on record. Listen to Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So now it is time for lunch break on the reunion. And so they all go out and Katie's like, I need water in the worst way. And Matt arrives in an Escalade and some of the women get onto a golf cart. This was funny because they're outside the sound stages. And so like Heather and Gina or someone are like on a golf cart ready to be zipped off to their trailers. And Andy's nearby. And Heather's like, Andy, would you like a ride on our golf cart? Do you want, you're going to go get your Postmates? Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, this is the part of the reunion where Andy's like, okay, now I go back to being a much larger celebrity than any of you people. Won't talk to you now for an hour. Yeah.
Please do not talk to me outside of the studio. Thank you.
So Shannon goes to visit Jen in her trailer and she's brought her own chicken because she's Shannon. And she's making an effort, guys. And then back with Katie and Matt, she's talking about how they talked about Jen calling her a con artist. And she's like, I don't know if I said, I don't know if I did or didn't. And Matt's like, oh, she's getting married to a guy with a deal with the feds. And she's calling you a con artist. That's rich, which is actually a good defense. And I wish Katie had used it.
Yeah. So Jen is talking to Shannon and she goes, hey, remember last night when I texted you and said Nicole is with fucking Katie? Ryan just called me and Matt and Nicole are driving to take this Matt person. And by the way, Matt and Nicole, Matt is Ryan's coworker or whatever, the bookie guy who went to jail, and Nicole is his girlfriend or wife or whoever. So when she's talking to Matt in this situation, she's not talking about Matt Janelle, and Jen is talking about this guy, Matt, who went to jail. And she's like, with Matt to prison or whatever you call it. I'm like, I believe the word is prison. I don't think prison is code for some other like dark fortress that he went. Yeah, it's prison.
Yeah.
It's prison. Yeah. You got it right. She's like, and Ryan said, babe, I'm so glad you called me. And I said, thank you so much. He said, cause you're getting old looking and I think I only have another year left. Oh. And I said, that's too bad. He goes, well, and also I just talked to Nicole and Nicole said that chick is weird. Katie's weird. And Nicole did not know why that Katie was even coming to this thing that she went to last night. And she went straight up to Nicole, Katie did, and said, can I ask you something? And you promise not to lie? So basically, this girl, Nicole, told Jen that last night at whatever going away party there was for Matt or whatever, that Katie was there and walked up to Nicole and was like, so was Ryan involved too? You can tell me. I'm safe.
Was Ryan involved in Matt's illegal bookie business? And Katie didn't get the answer she wanted, so she got upset. And Ryan's like, yeah, Nicole said it was so fucking obvious that she was digging, and then she just kept on. Well, hi, welcome to the Real Housewives. Like, yes, probably. And Jen's
are we going to forget about the private investigator that Shannon and Tamara conspired to get about Ryan last season? I'm wondering if that falls under the purview of like, messy digging that we're not supposed to, you know, pay attention to.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. So Jen is infuriated and she's gonna say something. Damn it. Meanwhile, Katie's in her room like, I just want a martini. He's like, let's do it. That's the kind of husband you need, you know, who's like, yeah, middle of the day, let's have a fucking martini right now before you have to go fight these witches on TV.
So back on the set, Shannon is whispering to Emily, you know, I swear to God, I just had my lunch. I just some chicken, and now my stomach just started to go. It's just growing. You can't even have shredded chicken anymore with a side of fries that you ordered in and some onion rings. It's just like, it's terrible.
I get bloated from everything.
How does chicken bloat me? I get bloated from everything. It's not fair. Hold on. Let me take a breath. I think I just gained 10 pounds. What is in the air? What is in the air?
So Gina's in pain. Her dress, it hurts because of the bone.
It hurts. There's me so too. Bone. My eyes. Jesus, who picked that out?
I know. What Old West saloon is she going to after this? So Andy is like,
she looks like a mail slot.
The new kind, the anti-terrorism kind. You can only put in the tiny. So Andy is like, when Gretchen returned, so did a decade-old drama known as Naked Wasted. And we are not going to mention the fact that it was Tamara who actually brought it up. But anyway, as new rumors and allegations threatened to rekindle a war between Tamara and Gretchen, Katie and Jen's friendship got caught in the crossfire. Let's take a look. Hey, Jen.
I'm sorry. That's just a very good point that Tamara is, we never can forget and we can never let you forget that the whole reason this is even a storyline is because Tamara brought this up. Whether it was going to be brought up later by somebody else, I doubt it because it just makes Gretchen look absolutely crazy at this point. But the fact that Tamara brought it up and now the entire conversation, instead of being about how disgusting she was during Naked Wasted, now it is about Gretchen accusing her of shit. It's just very well done on Tamara's part. She really snuck right out of it.
And then she became friends with Katie.
Yep.
Then she allied up with Katie afterwards. I mean, she's real slick. She's one of the top villains for a reason.
Yeah.
So, and Andy's like, Jen, you, it seemed like you and Katie had a real connection. Have you two spoken? And no, not really. Oh, that's too bad. You guys are sort of like a Thelma. I guess you guys, you know, a lot of times people come on the show and they say they're like a Thelma Louise, and you guys really are. You guys truly drove into the Grand Canyon of friendship. Congratulations, you did it.
And she's like, I just don't understand. You know, I mean, there are things with Katie that they just don't make sense inside of a real friendship. I just don't understand. And Katie misses the friendship. She feels very hung out to dry. And she's like, you know, I defended you all last year about the Ryan stuff, and you couldn't do that for me. And she's like, well, I mean, I defended you until it just didn't make sense anymore, Katie. It didn't make sense.
Well, I need you to make sense of the Ryan situation because I didn't care. I didn't care of it. Well, and I needed you to make sense. Well, I keep saying what goes on in your bank account, LOL, because you only had 35 cents in it, and your bedroom, that's your business, okay? And I'm going to defend my friend because that's the sort of person that I am.
Well, how Katie said this was so funny because she goes, you know, everyone was talking about you. Everyone was talking about your business and Ryan's business. And I said, I don't care what's in her bank account. And I don't care what Ryan said. If she said this didn't happen, then I'm going to believe her. And I wanted the same from you, which is not a great argument, really, because Katie's like, listen, I knew that you were a crook and Ryan was a crook and I still stood up for you even knowing you were a crook. And I wanted you to stand up for me even though you knew I was lying, which is, that's what it sounds like she's saying. And I was like, is this supposed to be a good argument? This is not good.
The twist, I guess it's like you defend your friend no matter what. You just blindly take their side.
So Laurel from Canyon says, Gretchen and Jen, you posted a video that was deemed culturally insensitive towards Asians. Wow. It's amazing how much ground you really can cover, Gretchen, in one season. So you immediately took it down. Was it aimed at Katie?
And Jen's like, no, of course not. And Tamara's like,
but she's Asian.
And Katie's like, thank you for the reminder, Tamara. I am. Gina's like, oh my God, thank God I'm off the hook.
Yeah. So this video, and they kind of let them slide on this video, but of course it's this show. So of course they do. But yeah, this video is pretty gross. And Katie's like, I'm not saying it was about me. I'm just saying it was extremely insensitive. And then Jen ended up getting mad at me about it. You know, I said something about it and Jen got mad at me. And she said, like, how dare you? And Jen's like, yes, I did. I did say, how dare you? Because you have known me for how long? How long? And then you would say that to me when you know that I would mean nothing by that. How dare you? Exactly. It's like, okay, your indignancy is kind of hilarious when you're defending a racist video. Like, this is not the time to be indignant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was really problematic. Just say, I'm sorry. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, this is not. And the best part is that I love when Katie's like, yeah, you were all mad. You were like, how dare you say that? She goes, how dare you say that? I'm like, well, Jen, you're not doing a good job of defending yourself by using the exact language that Katie said that you used. So Jen is like, I never would have done anything to offend you. And Kitty's like, look, you didn't offend me. But after you took it down, you blamed me for it. It's like, okay. And
What were you thinking posting that? Well, I mean, I didn't think, obviously. I don't know. Are you supposed to do that in life? That seems like it's a recurring issue that people bring up to me. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work.
Jen's just such a dummy. She does not know how to do this. I mean, when this came out, when the episode came out, wait, did the episode come out where they mentioned this? I don't think it even came out. This wasn't in an episode, right? This is just, they're talking about it on the reunion. Well, when this came out in real life, Jen got super defensive with commenters who were like, what the hell's with this racist video? How could you? And she was just like, you know what, you guys, why don't you just go to Katie's page? Instead of being so negative to me, go be positive to Katie, because I can't with this racism crap. I just can't with it. And it's like, oh, just, this is not, I don't know that I'd be calling it racism crap. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Just say exactly. You're sorry. I mean, my God. I mean, look, take this back 10 years. You could hear me doing that as well. And then there comes a time when people are like, that is problematic as fuck. And I say, I'm sorry. And then you stop. I mean, what the hell? Even me. And I'm a stubborn bitch. I'm a stubborn old bitch. But you can learn things. I mean, for Christ's sake, learn and move on, lady.
So I agreed. So then Katie, she says that she did get an apology from Gretchen, but it was through ChatGPT, and that basically Katie says she and Matt put the apology through an AI indicator, and it suggested heavily that it went from ChatGPT, and the apology is the following.
Hi, Katie. I wanted to personally reach out regarding the video Jen and I posted. I truly regret if it came across in any way that felt insensitive or hurtful. The following items would be great additions to the rest of this apology. Be emphatic, be thoughtful, be concise, and most of all, be heartfelt.
Wait a minute, even that gets a... I mean, Jesus, AI just taking over comedy as well? I can't.
I have a genuine question. This is not me taking up for Gretchen by any means, but if you were owed an apology over something serious and someone drafted it with the help of ChatGPT, is that offensive or is that considered smart?
Well, it happens all the time. So I don't consider it smart, but it's just what people do.
I mean, is there a difference between...
My best friend uses it all the time. My best friend uses ChatGPT like their own therapist. She's like... Okay, listen, here's what's going on. This girl did this to me, and then this guy took her side. How should I feel about this? And ChatGPT will be like, well, you know, I think you're right to be upset, but, you know, here's how you can talk to them both in a clear way that doesn't make you sound crazy. I'm like, damn. I mean, that's her whole. And so now when she talks to me, if she's got an issue with me, she is very much like this. It's like, you know,
well, the therefore of the circumstance adhering to the problem around us.
And I'm like, that is ChatGPT. And she's like, yeah, but I told it what I wanted to say. It just worded it in a way that was better than I would word it. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's good or bad.
I actually don't, believe it or not, I actually don't think it's the worst thing in the world, because I think I would rather have ChatGPT form some sort of sterile apology that is like, here, look, I actually made the effort to... I know I'm too dumb to do the apology properly on my own. So here, I actually took the effort to have a robot craft it for me, because I actually would not like to say anything stupid right now. Yeah. There's actually some weird thoughtfulness in that. Just like, because otherwise I will probably say something worse. So here's what the robot said.
Someone making an effort, you know, because they had to put the thought into actually saying, here's what I really want to say. Like, they're putting the thought into having something else put the thought into something. So that's putting something.
Yeah, people use PR people all the time for that. Now, I'm not saying that like, oh, therefore, like Gretchen's off the hook, but I actually did not find that.
Well, she's definitely not off the hook. But the problem with people like Gretchen is when they use it for everything she says sounds like it was created that way. And it's just a fake, phony person. You can't believe a damn thing she says. And we'll learn it, I'm sure, a few more times in this reunion, because nothing especially this apology she's got coming up in a minute is ridiculous. So Heather's like, oh, wait. So I see. So they have an AI tester, which is where you can put things in, sort of like they do to figure out if lab diamonds are fake, right? And it's just like crickets.
it's just lab crickets. Diamonds. Am I right? You know,
get it?
Hey,
You know that thing, here, let me just pace around the stage for a little bit. You know that thing when you get a diamond and you're saying, is this really worth $22 million or is this a lab diamond? So you look at it over and over again. And then you ask the chef while he's making you your morning omelet, does this look like a real diamond to you? And then when he says, I can't really look at it, I've got to look at my omelet. So you take the pan and you slam it on his hand. Is it like that? You know, am I right, people? Am
and
I right?
It's just like, grrr, 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 grrr.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I hurt you.
Really? That's what you're going to laugh at? Really? I just did 20 minutes about lab diamonds, and that's what gets a laugh.
Wait a second. Are you saying that I could just type into AI something like, what are some good one-liners that could be used to roast Wendy Malick? Whoa, look at this treasure trove. Wait, Wendy's been playing sassy best friends for so long, she's forgotten what it's like to be the main character in her own life. Yes, Alfredo, yes. Hot in Cleveland ran for 6 seasons, which is exactly how long Wendy's been saying she's been thinking about retiring. Yes, Alfredo. Oh my God, Wendy Malick has had such a long career. Her first headshot was a cave painting. Oh my God, Alfredo, it's happening.
They know you're using AI, Heather.
Damn no, it. They're on it was to me. They're on to me.
Well, I'm sorry I hurt you. That's the bottom line. That was not the intent.
And so Katie's like, fine, thank you.
Well, do you accept the apology?
I said, yes, fine, thank you.
All right. Well, Olive from Kittredge says, Jen, why was it so easy again? For you?
Sorry, Olive wrote in a second question. Oh, I can't believe Olive got 2 questions on the reunion. That's amazing.
Did I already use that one? Okay, I'm so sorry. Let me see here.
I think it might be the Nomad.
The tragedy of From Macbeth says.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Jen, why was it so easy for you to drop Katie over a failing the lie detector test while at the same time giving Gretchen a pass for misspeaking on the very subject Katie was iced out for?
Okay.
Well, I mean,
that was put together by ChatGPT. I had to think about that one for a second. You dropped Katie over failing a lie detector test, but also you gave Gretchen a pass for misspeaking on the very subject Katie was iced out. I wish it would just be more specific, but whatever. So Jen's like, well,
why are you such a fucking hypocrite? That's the question.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I never would have dropped Katie, but that was the most real friendship I ever had. I mean, that was great. That was amazing. You know, I didn't even stand at her side and try to figure out what gym she was going to. You know, I was really growing in that friendship.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was like we were so close. I mean, she knew, but she always knew things about everyone's families. She always did. And Katie's like what? You would say shit to me too. You would. I mean, absolutely. I'm not saying fiction, but don't make it seem like I was the only one bringing shit to our gossip sessions. No, no, but you were so hell bent on this roofie story at the Mastro's. And I mean, you're just going to hold on to this. Like, Jen, oh, Jen, you were there. Jen, you were there. Jen, she's like, I was looking to my dear friend to back me up because I would have done that. I would have done that for me also if I were me, and which I was, and you were you, which you were, and you didn't do that. So there.
And she's like, but she wasn't even on the show at the time that she said that she was roofied. I mean, that she didn't say that she was roofied. But when you said she was roofied, which didn't happen, I don't think. I was there. I don't remember. What did happen? Well, who cares if she was on the show at the time? What
well,
does that
no,
matter?
Because it means that Katie, the narrative became that Katie was trying to get Kiki Monique to announce this on the air. She wanted Kiki Monique to say that Tamara roofied Gretchen. That is what they are spinning this as, and that's what they're so angry about. And she's saying, yeah, Gretchen wasn't even cast on the show to come back yet. So why would I be plotting this thing, you know, about with Gretchen and everything? She wasn't even part of our cast. So why would I even do this?
But Jen's the one who said she wasn't even on the show at the time.
And but Jen didn't. Jen is. I think Jen's lost in her logic at the moment, personally.
Yeah, I don't understand. Or maybe she's saying, like, she wasn't on the show at the time, so why are we taking something she said back then and using it against her? Like, she can't, like, you can't take something she said then and use it against her because she wasn't on the show, so we can only use,
like, why are you trashing her behind her back or whatever? Or why are you being gossipy? She's not even on the show. And she's like, but that's the point. Like, if I was trying to do this to, like, drag people through the mud, like, I'm not going to take someone who's not on the show who I'm friends with.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Picture this. You're standing on the beach when you notice something strange. The horizon doesn't look right. At first, all you can see is a thin white line stretching as far as your eyes can see. Then the line starts to rise. But it's not the horizon at all. It's a wave, a 30-foot wall of water, and it's racing straight toward you. On the day after Christmas in 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia, triggering a devastating tsunami. It struck Thailand without warning. No alarms, no cell phone alerts, no evacuation. In this season of Against the Odds, experience one of the deadliest natural disasters in history through the perspectives of those who did everything they could to survive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Against the Odds, Tsunami in Thailand, early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
So basically, Andy's like, okay, I just want to reset. And here I thought, this is where I thought Tamara was going to get it. He's like, I just want to reset on how all this naked, wasted drama came back to life on the show. It's a little confusing. Gretchen and Slade, Kate and Matt, Jen and Ryan went to dinner at Mastro's, and that was years before filming ever started. That was before Gretchen was on. And Katie alleges that Gretchen said that night that she was drugged and went to the hospital. And Gretchen and Jen claim that Gretchen said she felt like she could have gone to the hospital. I'm like, and when are you going to say the part where it only made it onto the show because Tamara brought it up? What? Like, that's such a big deal. It's a big deal because if you're saying that Katie is trying to start shit, you know, whatever. But like Tamara is the one who actually was, she's the one who tried to get ahead of the story and then burned everything down.
Yeah. So Nomad from Land says, Jen, you first said you didn't know about Naked Wasted, but then you said you remembered that Gretchen said she felt really sick. So how do you recall such a specific detail if you didn't know about Naked Wasted? And she's like, oh, I didn't see the episode, so I don't know about Naked Wasted, but I just know that Gretchen felt sick from being naked wasted on an episode where someone was trying to drug her and rape her, which she didn't tell me. Wait, did she tell me? What am I talking about? Who am I? Who am I right now, Andy?
Yeah, and then Gretchen said, told me she was so sick, she probably should have gone to the hospital.
All right, well, Blood from Simple says, how can you claim to have misspoken about going to the hospital when it's clear that you said it on camera in the car? And we're not going to show that clip to the audience to remind them because we're just sadists like that.
I'm like, why are you not showing, like, show that, like, exactly the words that Tamara used, I mean, that Gretchen used. And then Gretchen comes up with the biggest bullshit of all. And the Katie, they persecute Katie, but then Gretchen says this bullshit. She's like,
well, I can understand exactly how people feel that way.
Yeah, because you said I had to go to the hospital. I went to the hospital. You literally said I went to the hospital.
Yeah, and you said, like, I did have to go to the hospital because I felt so sick is what you said on the show. And
Gretchen goes, like, I take full responsibility for this communication.
I don't need you to take full responsibility. I need you to explain how you say I went to the hospital directly to Tamara's face. And then you say to everyone else, I never went to the hospital. How do you explain that?
And I never said I went to the hospital, she says. Yeah, she's full of shit. And she's like, well, yeah, it was a miscommunication. And they all, to their credit, they all groan. And they're like, yeah, that wasn't really a miscommunication, Gretchen. And she's like, well, I think that, like, sometimes, like, when people are reliving a traumatic experience, that you say words you don't intend to say. Oh, my God. Seriously? No, when you're sitting at dinner and accuse someone of roofing you and then you get caught, you lie because you know your ass can get sued for defamation if your ass is going to say that. Just say, I hated Tamara and me and Slade hated Tamara. And this is one of Slade's favorite stories. And he's told it to everybody we've had dinner with for 15 years now because we know that that's the truth.
Yep, that's 100% right. Like, misspeaking because you're flustered is one thing, but you completely negated a very big thing. If you're in the process of denying that you ever said you were roofied, and then you say, I went to the hospital, and you don't follow up with, I meant to say I didn't go to the hospital. Like, how do you not say, How do you
she's
not?
She's just a damn liar. And of course, the second she gets caught, she's like, it's because it was a traumatic experience. Okay, stop. Because the experience was really bad. And you would have had everybody on your side had you just brought that up. But instead, you lied and you acted like a damn fool. And Tamara got you. I cannot believe that after Tamara did that all those years ago, and the climate that we're living in now, had you brought that up, you would have had Tamara on the mat. And the fact that you fumbled this ball, they should literally come on and carry you off the stage right now. Because that's how bad you fumbled this ball. It is fucking embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you.
Slade fumbled the ball because she was doing great. And then once again, Slade crept into the season. And the moment Slade crept in, everything fell apart for Gretchen.
Yeah.
She lost it. She lost it. It always comes back to Slade. Always.
So Shannon tries to help her, like, well, we are all guilty of misspeaking about remember my time. It's like, shut up, Shannon. Okay, we're not talking about you. And so Emily's like, well, when someone calls Shane Sean, that's misspeaking. Or when I call this sandwich in my pocket chicken sandwich, that's misspeaking. It's true. Right.
When I call my hip an old hip, that's misspeaking. New hip. Gretchen's like,
I mean, that's why I said sometimes you use words wrong. Oops.
I'm like, well, so do you think that like there's any like if Katie had said that defense, like, well, I misspoke. Well, first of all, Katie actually should have said that a long time ago because she actually could have really pulled up, but like, I misspoke. I shouldn't have said that. But like if Katie had just said like, I misspoke, I was traumatized, I misspoke. Do you think that Gretchen and Shannon would have been like, oh, well, that's okay, dear. You're traumatized. It happens. No, hell no.
No.
Well,
no, Shannon hated Katie for her reasons, you know, so she's on that bandwagon because of the videotape of Shannon having a breakdown in the dressing rooms. So Gretchen passed the lie detector test, Andy points out, and Emily's like, she passed because she didn't go to the hospital, because if she went to the hospital 15 years ago, we would have seen it. And he's like, yeah, we would have heard about it. So now they're all arguing like, well, yeah, Gretchen's innocent because she didn't go to the hospital.
It proves nothing. It proves that she lied during Mastro's.
It's proving is that she was lying at Mastro's, which is the whole fucking point. It's not whether or not she went to the hospital. It's that she lied about it in Mastro's and is now saying that Katie is the one that's lying about it. And they're all changing it and making it sound like, well, we know that Gretchen was telling the truth.
Yep, that's 100% right. No, it's like it just means that she lied at a different instance. So Andy's like, well, I think we would have heard about it by now. It's like, yeah. I mean, like, look, Katie takes it a second step. And then she says that Gretchen says that she had a toxicology report. Can you believe it? Don't bring a toxicology report into it. That's just inappropriate. Katie's like, but that's how she explained it to me. And Gretchen says like, hey, I mean, if there were a toxicology report, I would have screamed it from the top of the mountaintops.
Yeah, but that's the point. You were lying about it. It's like you lied acting like you're getting one over on someone. We know you were lying about it.
And it's like, you know, almost in a certain way, I'm not going to say it was good that she lied about it, but I like, you know, when, if you tell the story enough times, you fudge the details more and more and more. And like you said, they've probably been talking about it for 15 years and it comes up like, oh God, Tamara. I mean, I was so wasted. I probably should have gone to the hospital. Maybe I did go to the hospital. Well, then it becomes, I did, like, the story becomes a big fish story. And now all of a sudden they are, now you're being held accountable because it got out.
But I think it's also important to note, we've said it a million times this season, you know, cause it's the reunion. We've already talked about all of this, but Katie is the biggest dumbass here because Katie went she calls up Kiki Monique, or Kiki Monique calls her up. They go to lunch and she does all this and what is the point of, she's saying she was trying to find fellowship with a fellow person of color. Okay, fine. But that's not why you bring up Naked Wasted and talk about Rufy. You were gossiping with a fucking person that you knew was going to go spread it on the TV or on the radio. You knew that that's what you were trying to do. So Katie's also kind of full of shit too, because like she's right in what she told the blogger. I'm not saying her information was bad, but she's doing this to herself. And so I think her doing this and then being surprised that everybody teamed up against her is a little bit silly. Like, you broke the cardinal rule. You know, you got caught talking to the bloggers and you were the one who did it to yourself. So it's hard for me to feel too bad for Katie, but I do see that everybody up there is lying their asses off. They all know that Gretchen and Slade said that Tamara roofied her. They all know it.
They all know. And
it's not the first time she said it, I'm sure.
Katie is just very clunky with her messiness. She's just very, very clunky. She's so bad at it. I mean, how many times did she have to apologize and take it on the chin before any of this happened in the season? You know, it's like, Shannon, I never took a video of you. I never did it. Well, I did a recording. And I only sent it to Matt. It was only Matt. It's like, and I apologize. It's like one thing after another. So she is quite the clunky schemer. But I also think that the punishment just doesn't fit the crime. That's all it is. That's what it comes down to.
So, all right, let's bring the SOs out. Slade and Ryan declined, but Matt Janella is here. Matt, come on out.
Absolutely fucking ridiculous that both Slade and Ryan declined to be here. Of course they did. You wussies, you knew that Matt was going to call your asses out, and neither one of you had the nuts to show up here. That
Slade should have been there for sure.
He should have been there also to come. I think Gretchen didn't let Slade come, is my guess.
I think so. I think actually, at the very least, Slade should have been there to defend Gretchen, because Gretchen got a lot of flack for Slade. Whether it was this, whether it was about the recording with the pop star, what Slade said, like, she took a lot of thrashings for Slade. And now out of nowhere, he suddenly wants to be like withdrawn. He doesn't want to be accused of wanting to be a housewife. It's too late. The accusation's there. The footage of you doing comedy bits of the improv is already out there.
And by the way, for anybody
help your girlfriend.
Yeah, anybody who might be believing any of the horse shit that Gretchen is spewing today, I bring to you Slade Smiley's biography from the Liberace Foundation. And Ben, this is kind of long, so I'm going to send you this link over text so that you can jump on here and help me out, because it's good. It's worth it. It's long, gosh, but it's worth it.
What's this picture? Speaking of AI filters, this picture of Slade that they attached to it. Oh my God.
Which, by the way, doesn't even show his whole face. It cuts off at his nose, if you look at the article. And he's like he's wearing a turtleneck and holding his hands in prayer mode and holding his sweater to hide his waddle like this. It's like, in black and white. Entrepreneur and Real Housewives of Orange County icon. Slade icon. Smiley builds brand momentum as a newly appointed Liberace Foundation board member, a talented stage performer since childhood, influential actor, and entrepreneur. Slade Smiley has filled many roles, from professional athlete and recognized television icon to sought-after model, working with global brands such as Adidas, Gillette, Volkswagen, and Gatorade. His recent work...
I was about to say, influential actor... I mean, is this the year he finally gets his Cecil B. DeMille Award? I am wondering.
And model Slade Smiley. Oh, yes. That model.
Who? I mean, with a bio like this, I would never expect this person to say anything but the truth, given how truthful this bio already is.
Yeah. His recent work includes contributing as a returning cast member on Bravo's Real Housewives of Orange County alongside his wife, Gretchen Christine Rossi, who he's not even married to. Making television history that entertained an audience of over 450 million people.
Well, everyone, congratulations. MASH, you had a good run, but the number one show of all time is now Real Housewives of Orange County.
Slade Smiley has performed for as many people as hamburgers that McDonald's has served. Okay. Thank you. Today, Smiley works to shape a public legacy of successful entrepreneurship, developing a growing collection of luxury lifestyle and fashion brands in partnership with Rossi, in addition to establishing a private legacy as a father to his three children, Gavin, Grayson, and baby Skylar Gray. Two of the previous that he hasn't paid child support for and still owes $152,000 to this day.
Smiley's collaboration with the Liberace Foundation began with a chance encounter, meeting chairman of the board, Jonathan Warren, at an industry conference in Las Vegas. Quote, Slade was flanked by some of the world's biggest brand managers, all of whom were more than happy to share glowing reviews regarding their experience with him, says Warren. Even before I realized he was an international celebrity, the quality of his work and valuable connections within the industry spoke volumes about his character. This was not just a star in Guam. This was going to be a star for all of the Liberace Nation.
Later, the two would attend conferences in New York together, where Smiley introduced Warren to some of the biggest players in the game. His assistance proved instrumental, giving me the insights necessary to improve the performance of the Liberace brand. Wow.
The business-minded actor found himself equally inspired by the experience, developing innovative ideas to generate greater revenue and further the foundation's mission, which is why no one ever heard about this until The Real Housewives of Orange County last week. In addition to attracting key visitors to the Liberace Museum collection in Las Vegas, Smiley is currently working to produce several television projects surrounding Liberace's childhood. As a newly appointed member, he looks forward to helping advance the music icon's proud legacy and vision of nurturing young world-class talent, says Smiley. It's an honor to serve on the board, even though there's a typo there, T-H-E board, of his illustrious foundation and be part of the growing momentum of great work that has already been established. And we can't wait for all of America to line up at the box office to see a movie about Liberace's childhood.
So it says, learn more about Slade Smiley at www.graysonentertainment.com. And when you click the link, it is server not found because it's a misspelled link. And you've got a lot of nerve naming your child, naming your entertainment company Grayson. You fucking pig. Pay your child support. That is the kid that died without Slade paying for his child support. That is absolutely disgusting. So I spelled it right. And Grayson Entertainment is another, we can get into that some other day, but this is another fucking joke. I mean, this guy, fuck this guy. This guy is a compulsive liar. He's disgusting. And he's an absolute wuss for not showing up here and getting his, because he deserves it.
He should have. He really should have. And I think it's just like shitty that he makes Gretchen have to, you know, be a mouthpiece for all of his lies. And she just has to take it. So Andy's like, all right, well, obviously there's a big discrepancy between Slade and Matt's account. Matt, you said that you had a 43-minute conversation with Slade, and Slade said that he spent the entire time working on the second draft of his Liberace childhood script. So what was the truth in this?
Well, okay. So Matt, are you going to answer? This is your question. Okay, so Matt's like, okay, let's go back to Mastro's. Okay, we're on hole nine.
Picture
the wind was coming from the east.
1949.
He's like, look, I don't know anything about Naked Wasted. This was some story, but this story that they told us was told to illustrate to us how dangerous Tamara could be and what Tamara is capable of. And they went into great detail about this night that led to a drugging and a hospital. But in terms of holding the line, they're in New Orleans, and I get a text from Slade. Hey, bro, 911. And Gretchen's like,
he said, hey, bro, I got kind of a 911. Give me a call. That's what he said.
And he's like, I know what it says. Thank you for the detail. And everyone's like, oh, I can't.
Oh, that was such a bitchy moment. I love that. He was just, thank you for the detail. Because, like, she's interjecting with the stupidest, like, adjustment.
No, it wasn't, hey, bro, 911. It's, I kind of got a 911.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, that's what I said.
Gretchen trying to get the exact truth of this text when Slade's, he's sitting here with his bio full of all this bullshit right on the internet from the Liberace Foundation.
Exactly. And Shanna's like, oh, I can't believe a man is speaking that way to a woman. Oh, stop it. You guys get up here and you lie about someone, and they have a right to come up here and speak their mind and defend themselves without you guys interrupting him every second and calling him a liar, which is what you're already doing. The man already got one sentence out and you guys are jumping down his throat. He has a right, especially Gretchen, when your man won't even show up to defend himself and you weren't on the text, you weren't on the call, and she's here like standing up for everything he says and arguing with Matt. Like, girl, you don't get to do this argument. You weren't on the call, and your man is too much of a wuss to show up and defend himself. Just be quiet.
Also, don't forget, Shannon doesn't like Matt, because remember at the season finale last year, Matt was like hiding out indoors to be away from the guy who's going to jail. And Shannon like went inside for some reason. She like went to like grab a bite, and he said something like, wow, good buffet. Oh, you're saying that I'm just going to eat a whole buffet? That's what you're saying? That's really Matt Janella. I do not like that man.
What was it? I forgot what it was that he said. Was it something about drinking or something? And she got really
pissed. It was
off.
Some small thing. It was something about drinking or snacking or whatever. And she got so mad. Well, Katie, you gotta get a hold of your husband. The things that he said to me, how rude this man was. So
but
she already.
You know who's loving all of this is Tamara. Every time it cuts to Tamara, she's like,
yeah, listen to this. It's a good one. Tell him, Matt. Tell him, buddy.
So, when Matt said thank you for the detail, Andy goes, oh, whoa. And then Tamara does the and then it just cuts to Shannon looking left right, like, oh, did anyone, are the fire exits, are they available?
He's had one line and it's already mayhem on this stage. So Matt's like, well, I'm being called a liar and that's why I'm here. And I'm here to talk to them. And they didn't show up because all this happened. Okay. And Jen's like, well, Ryan didn't show up because he goes, anyway, I'm saying. And Shannon's like, Oh, wow. That is very rude. That is very rude. Opposite of thank you. And Matt's like, well, I think a lot of this is rude. Calling people liars is rude.
Well, I'm being called a liar as well.
Yeah, but you're lying.
Me too.
And you're lying. That's why you're being called liars.
Well, people lie and you get held accountable. And you probably don't want to bring up the conversation you had at that dinner. And I'm not going to go there either.
I'll go there. You were the first person who said the second I met Eddie, he was gay.
Jeremy's like,
I don't want to talk to any of them. They were sitting there. This one's been doing it for me 15 years calling Eddie gay.
And Matt's like, you really want to get into it? Do you really want to get into it? And Gretchen's like, you literally said the second I met Eddie, I knew he was gay and you were talking shit about it. And Katie goes, that's because you guys told us that this guy walked in on Eddie with another man. Which is, of course, they're going to forget. And it was quiet because they were all over talking her. So I don't think a lot of people even heard that. But yes, that was you, Gretchen, spreading that story. You're mad that he said, oh, yeah, I figured that guy was gay. You were the one telling the story about walking in on Eddie doing some other guy. That's what he was commenting on. You phony.
Yeah. So Andy's like, all right, well, so you spoke to Slade. He's like, listen, Slade just said, listen, Katie talked to Kiki Monique. Katie just sealed their own fate. That story was never supposed to come out.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He said, did Katie talk to Kiki Monique?
Were you on the call?
No, but like, Slade told me what happened and you're the biggest liar at their balls and stop.
He's like, okay, I'm going to keep on moving on. So I'm like, shit, I need to get a hold of Katie. And that was never supposed to come out. So I called Katie and then there's like phone logs, there's text messages.
Oh, yeah? Well, you said on the show he called you 20 times in a row. And like, you know what? You're a liar. You're a liar. You've been proven to be a liar so many times, Matt.
He goes, do you watch the show?
I have Verizon records. I have Verizon.
And he goes, I have AT&T. It's a very similar thing.
He called you once. It was for 11 minutes. And he's like, I'm telling the conversation I had with Slade. Okay.
So Shannon's like, oh, just let him finish his story so we can go. Look at him. He's shaking right now. Yeah, because you guys aren't letting him get one thing out. He's probably freaking out. You know, the men don't understand how difficult this is. It's like every time the men have to have an argument with these ladies, it's rough. I mean, they are running ramshot all over you the entire time. He's like,
he works in golf. Making. People speak in hushed tones. He's not used to this. It's very scary. Yeah.
So he's like, well, Slade is saying you've got to stick with Gretchen and hold the line. And that was never said. So Andy asks what Slade told Gretchen the conversation was. And Gretchen's like,
well, when Slade called, he was like, now we're hearing you're not just talking to bloggers, but making up stories about us. And then you said, no, Slade, I swear it didn't happen. And then Slade said, okay, but I'm going to trust you as my friend. So I'm going to choose to believe you because you've never been untruthful. And he's like, okay, so you're saying that that's what Slade said to me? She goes, yeah, well, that's what he told me. And then Katie, when you came into the room in NOLA, she goes, I was protecting you. She's like, but I literally looked at you and said you would never go to a blogger, right? And make up a story. And Matt's like, well, I called Slade and Slade said, hold the line.
He did not say hold the line.
It's in the text, Gretchen. So then they pop up this text. And what does the text say?
The text says it's actually from Matt. And Matt texted Slade and he said, Gretchen and Katie stayed aligned and poked holes in their timeline and she walked out, whatever. Like, I guess talk about Tamara. But it's a little iffy because it's in this case, it's Matt saying it. It's not technically coming from Slade. So Gretchen's like,
you wrote that. He didn't write that.
But you have to wonder what is the larger context of why he would say they stayed aligned, you know? So Andy's like, can I point out something first and foremost? Kiki Monique is a podcaster, not a blogger, and she has a show on Radio Andy. Just wanted to get a little promo in there. And by the way, had this happened 15 years ago, it would have been a huge deal that we all would have dealt with. And Gretchen's like, yeah, I would have called the cops.
That's a lie. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have even gone on a show with someone who did that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, but that's whatever. So Andy's like, okay, well, where is Slade? He's not shy from cameras. Like, where is he? And she's like,
because everyone accuses him of wanting to be a housewife. And he says, I don't want to be accused of that.
No, you didn't want him to. You left him home because you knew that Slade would be like, oh, yeah, I said it. Fuck all you. Slade totally would have made this 20 times worse for Gretchen. And she knows it. Yeah, and she 100%. Says, don't worry, Slade has his way of telling the truth. He can do it 20 other ways. Yeah, without anybody sitting here arguing with him or calling bullshit on all the lies that he spews. So, yeah, he'll go on Instagram or something, I'm sure.
So then Matt goes, I mean, what? He's on his fourth housewife.
I'm the third housewife. Don't do that.
Oh, let's that is just not. Low. That is just so low.
Oh, really? Is it? Because last year you were mad that John Jansen was on his second housewife. So now it's suddenly too low. Come on. That guy's a fucking user. Let's be real. You know it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Shannon's like, that's just rude. And Jen says, and Ryan, you know, he would have met you whenever. And Kitty's like, well, why hasn't he reached out to Matt? I mean, how many times have you reached out to Ryan? And Kitty's like, well, I'm the one that's not filming. And she's like, you're not victims. I'm in the same seat as you are. And Katie, she goes, so I fucked with your paycheck and your livelihood. Jen, I had to stop filming. If you had to stuck up for me even the littlest bit, the tiniest bit, do you think that would have happened? She's like, what? It's like, that's right. I had conversations about this. And Emily's like, Katie, that has nothing to do with any of us. And the fact that you tried to put that on me, too, is completely unfair. Just because I said, you better leave and get out of here. And I went around and spent the first half of the season talking about how you're such a liar and terrible has nothing to do with why you're not on the show anymore.
Yeah, and said you refused to be in the same room with her and shit like that on camera. Please, like you're saying that you never said you refused to film with Katie anymore. You guys are such liars. You all iced her out. So, yes, it is your fault. And you, if you're going to make an argument, you should say, Katie, if you want people to film with you, then you shouldn't be going and talking to people with a radio show to give them gossip about what's going on. We're not going to talk. I mean, that would have been valid, at least, you know, no matter whose side you're on. They could have been like, I'm not hanging out with you. I don't trust a thing you're going to do if you're going to go behind our back and talk to a fucking blogger or podcaster. And that would have been OK. But she's like, oh, you're trying to make it sound like I got kicked you off. And that's just untrue. Well, that's also a lie. We all know it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Katie is basically like, you know, if you had just said, Jen, like, if you just said, I support her, like, in just the slightest amount, I'm aligned with you in the slightest amount, I could have kept filming. And Jen's like, but I wasn't there to be in alignment. I was there to be your friend. Because, well, a real friend would have called me that night. And Gina goes, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, so Jen's like, I stuck up for you all the time, you know, but you've got to start taking ownership. And she's like, but I did own things. And she's like, but I'm also a person in our friendship, and I lost you, a friend I believed in. So I did not fuck with your paycheck. The fact that anybody would even accuse me of being near a paycheck is new on this show. How dare you? How dare you, Katie? Katie, thank you so much for coming. God, it really has been good seeing you. Thank you so much.
It was great. So fun. And that was the end of the episode. We've got one more left. But until then, who knows? Maybe something will pop off at BravoCon. I guess we'll see what happens. I'm sure there'll be lots of fiery questions for this cast at whatever panels they're on. And so excited to hear what happens.
Yeah. Well, this has been super fun, everybody. We will be a little bit late with our Monday recap because we will be traveling that day, but we will be recapping it. So just join us later and have an amazing weekend. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.